Scott here, and this is Theology Lab's Beyond Simple Answers. I am so excited for this new series, Beyond Simple Answers. This is an introduction episode where you'll hear what Beyond Simple Answers is all about, who it's for, the stories of our co-hosts Greg Fung and Kristen Lee, and what I think makes Beyond Simple Answers unique. If the series intrigues you, follow the podcast or subscribe to it, since we're going to be releasing a batch of episodes right after this on the question, why does God create a world where there's so much suffering? Okay, here we go. I'm here with Kristen and Greg, co-hosts of this podcast. In a second, we're going to introduce ourselves. But let me just say a little bit at the top, what is this podcast about? And I think the tagline that we'll be using is seeking after a theological vision when simple answers fall short. So there's the Beyond Simple Answers. Let me just unpack that very briefly and start from the end. So like Beyond Simple Answers, or when simple answers fall short, we're trying to have some conversations here for this range of audience. It could just be folks who are like curious-minded and know something about their own faith traditions that, you know, like they've heard simple answers to questions and are still unsettled by those and are curious about looking into that, all the way to like if you're just, you know, a full-scale deconstructionist type and you've heard simple answers, you know, this is not working for me. But then there's the first part, right? It's seeking a theological vision. For whatever reason, amidst asking these questions and these curiosities, you're the kind of person who still wants to believe. And you're looking for some kind of theological vision. Now, we want to unpack that in a very specific way. This is not some proposal for like the thing that solves all of the problems. It's going to be much different than that. But we'll get to that in a moment. So, Greg and Kristen, I am so glad that you're part of this podcast. Can you introduce yourselves and just say a little bit about like, you know, who you are and what has drawn you to be a co-host for a podcast called Beyond Simple Answers?
I'm Greg Fung. I'm excited to be here. A bit about myself. So professionally these days, I've spent about 15 years in the tech world doing partnerships. So not that related to theology. However, in my youth, I was in campus ministry for also about 15 years and had a lot of questions. I think I left that time of campus ministry, which I would sort of consider a theological light. You know, we would dabble in, say, apologetics. So you might have answers to a very specific question, but there wasn't necessarily an overarching system that brought all these larger theological questions together. And more recently, what's precipitated my interest was probably my kids. They have a lot of questions. And the answers that I kind of carried with me from my youth didn't really carry as much water as I had hoped. So that got me thinking a little bit. I'd also say just contemporary events in the church, the evangelical church in America, in my own church, in my own faith, prompted me to look for something a little bit more coherent.
Kristen, how about you?
I'm Kristen. I am a primary care physician by day to mostly Cantonese-speaking immigrants in Boston's Chinatown. And then I'm also a big reader, book reviewer, and writer with my first book coming out in April called We Mend with Gold, An Immigrant Daughter's Reckoning with American Christianity, which is a little bit about my own faith journey and struggles with doubts and questions and how really seeking out theologians of color or are the other marginalized theologians really helped me in my faith. So I am really excited for this podcast because I think the way I grew up in the faith spaces in which I grew up, questions and doubts were not encouraged at all. And in fact, were seen as a sign of, I don't know, like you've lost your way. And I think that made me feel very alone. And so it took much longer for me to arrive at a place of authentic faith in my adulthood than it otherwise would have, I think, if these questions had been encouraged and explored together in community. So I think I really am grateful for this space that will allow us to do that together.
I mean, I'm already excited that, you know, like we're naming this a place we're coming from where we'd like to be able to think theologically amidst doubts and questions, Greg, that you're like prompted to be here partly, but questions that your kids are pushing your way. That should give us some interesting conversation. I also come from this evangelical background, parachurch ministry, and that shaped me in many ways. I had an experience that kind of led me to look into seminary, but seminary is outside my own tradition. I went to Princeton Seminary to get my MDiv, and then I went to Harvard Divinity School to get my doctorate. And for me, the reason something like Beyond Simple Answers resonates with me is because that experience, while I was kind of being formed theologically, there was obviously conflict between that and then the way I had come out of this evangelical ministry. But there's also a lot of things in my evangelical background that I really appreciated. So my journey in some ways has been this question of like, how do I hold those two things together? How are there things from my past that are troubling and unsettling theologically in the midst of my faith life, but also deeply wanting to still believe? If I can still believe, I feel like for whatever reason, I want to continue doing that. And that's just required a whole lot of thinking and conversations. So, all right, so folks have an idea kind of who we are right now, where in the goals of this podcast. Let me say a little bit about how I see this series, Beyond Simple Answers, as being a bit unique. And then I'm going to just say them really quickly, and I want to invite your responses. So the first one is this: we want to be able to combine this desire to continue to believe with, I was thinking of the word critical inquiry, but just like deep critical thinking, right? That the questions become part of the faith process. Sometimes you find answers, sometimes you continue to explore. But that way of critical thinking is part of what it means to believe, and trying to bring those two together. So that's one. And I think there's other, you know, there's so many other conversations happening out there where people are doing this really well. So the second one is that we're doing this podcast. You know, it's a podcast under Theology Lab, which is supported by High Rock Church. We're doing this exploration into like belief and critical inquiry within the context of a church. And, you know, no doubt, I think that can make things, in some ways, it can make them more challenging, right? You can't just kind of go out there and say like, here's my beliefs that I think everybody should believe. But you're also within this community. You've got to kind of think about how do these ideas bear on folks in that community that I might see eye to eye with, but also like folks who come from different backgrounds and experiences and trying to work those out. So there's strengths to that and there's limitations. And I think going forward, our goal is to maybe just to try to name some of those things. The best part is I think it's a little bit closer to kind of like what real life and maybe like family experiences are like, where it's tricky to talk about big important questions, but it also gives you like a place to do something with that. Okay, and the last one is that I think we see this as a project. I hope we see this as a project where we're working out a shared theological vision together. Like we'll come with our own views and opinions, and then try to put something there on the table. Raise like, you know, why is the issue? In what ways is the issue kind of awkward? How do we come at that? And then can we move forward in some shared sense of belief together, maybe as like a model for like what faith communities can be like. And if nothing else, you know, I think it's just putting ideas out there and then thinking, all right, we've had this conversation. We definitely still think differently about a topic, but are there ways that we maybe have been changed or will think a little bit differently? All right, so I've named three there. Any of those stand out to either of you?
I think for me, the first one is definitely very central to just how I live my daily life now. And also, I didn't know if it was possible back when I was starting my journey of questioning. Like, can we bring our full critical faculties to this journey of faith? Or do we have to squash some of our intellect in order to believe some of the harder parts of the Bible or the story of God? But I think what's hopeful to me is that there will always be tricky and troubling parts of scripture or our theological doctrine that I will wrestle with for the rest of my life, I think. But the doing this with you all and doing it publicly on this podcast kind of normalizes that instead of making it a thing we do in secret or a thing we do with shame. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm hopeful that listeners will also be able to be invited into the conversation and bring their full intellect to their faith.
That reminds me that there's this popular movie out right now on Netflix, The Wake Up Dead Man from the Knives Out series. And I'm only halfway through it. So who knows if I'm about to mention a bunch of characters that end up just like ruining everything I'm about to say. But there's just one little scene in it so far that I really like. And it's between a priest and this detective. And the detective is like, I'm an atheist. And they have this conversation in the church. And they go on for a bit. But the detective says, He's like, you know, in my thoughts on what faith is, he's like, I just needed something where I could actually be really critically honest. And the priest responds to him in this way where he's like, yeah, me too. And the priest believes and the detective doesn't. I don't know. Who knows where the thing goes in the rest of the movie? But it's that, like, they connect, I think, over this sense of desiring to be honest, right? And man, that is like, I don't know. I hear that in what you're saying, Kristen, and it's just something that I really resonate with.
I am looking forward to not always being in my head on some of these questions. So the community piece, but also drawing on the thinking and readings from people who have wrestled with this for a long time. I know that content is out there, but I feel like I rarely get to do it in a conversation and in a way that's a little bit closer to real life. So I understand that happens in the ivory tower, and that's great, and that's important. Like, someone needs to do that. But to have it come down to a sort of like layperson church level, that's really interesting to me. Can you have it both thoughtful, where people have really wrestled hard about this, but also in a way that can be understood by any parishioner? That'd be fantastic. So I think, I hope our conversations will sort of be a little bit of both of those.
Me too. Okay, so for our first series, which will be about 5 episodes, 15 to 20 minutes each, we're going to look at the question, why did God create a world where there's so much suffering? And then maybe we'll try to answer that question at the beginning of the series, each of us, and then come back to it and see if our answers change in any way.
Great.
Someone get voted off at the end.
and then a new co-host just like slides in after yes. that. And then this is Beyond Simple Answers becomes a show of like which host can last the longest.
Survivor edition.
Okay. Greg, Kristen, thanks so much for being part of this podcast. See you all next time. As you've heard, we're exploring the question, why does God create a world where there's so much suffering, in the first batch of episodes in Beyond Simple Answers. Stay tuned for the new episodes.